Illinois circuit courts will be required to have a special treatment court for veterans starting next year. The initiative aims to reduce recidivism among soldiers who are struggling with mental health and addiction. The 10th Circuit Court in Peoria already offers a veterans treatment court and is awaiting certification to meet the January 1st deadline. Army combat veteran Ricky Jenkins says before things got better, he was about to give up on life.
I mean, I was to the point where I would sit out in my garage and get so drunk and just sit there and cry and cry and cry and cry. And I begged for God to help me, to intervene so many times. And it just, every day was the same thing.
Jenkins suffers from PTSD. He spent 16 years in the military. The day he calls the worst in his life, he was in Iraq. He watched as a 150-foot flame engulfed a building where soldiers, civilians, and children were staying.
But these people were coming out of this building on fire. And all I could do is sit there and watch it and cry.
Jenkins says he was overcome with anger that he couldn't save the victims. And those emotions haunted him long after he returned home.
And I'll never forget it. Not as long as I live. Every time I see fire, I think about it.
Jenkins says he didn't seek therapy because he didn't want to be labeled a sissy. He says it was that night when he'd been up drinking that his life was saved by a civilian.
Name is Ginger Garner, Veterans Justice Outreach Specialist.
She was assigned to Ricky Jenkins' case through the Veterans Treatment Court program.
He is a poster veteran. He has lived it. He has been through it all with multiple deployments, and he would probably go back if he could.
Garner adds, with those deployments often come physical and psychological injuries.
The Veterans Treatment Court program is designed to be able to reach out to them in jails and in the community and to be able to bring them in so they can get the services they need and hopefully not be back here to address the problems that got them here in the first place.
Jenkins found himself facing 3 to 5 years in prison.
A couple guys tried to jump me in a bar over a conversation I was having with a girl. It was totally innocent. But I'm not the kind of person that's just going to sit there and take it.
He says he left the bar that night to get away from the situation, but was arrested later that evening.
I shouldn't have never been there. I mean, I'm 49 years old. I should know better.
Jenkins went to treatment court where he was required to enter a guilty plea. Veterans who go through the program are then required to get treatment through the VA, seek therapy, and regularly check in with the court.
The judge is spending one-on-one time with the participant, talking about what's going on in their life and, you know, giving them praise when they have really done well, and sometimes imposing a sanction if it's necessary due to negative behavior.
Lisa Wilson is associate judge in the 10th Circuit Court. She runs the Veterans Treatment Court program, along with the county's three other special courts set up to address DUI, drug addiction, and mental health. When court's in session, Judge Wilson can sometimes be seen coming down off the bench, talking with the defendant on their level.
I really do try to build a rapport with each of the participants, because we know that through research that's been done on problem-solving courts, that is a really key component to the success of a participant and to the program.
In fact, when I asked participants who completed the program what was the key to their success, they each identified an individual who worked with them, whether it was the judge, the probation officer, or in Ricky Jenkins' case, it was Ginger Garner.
It's very rewarding. It's neat to see people address needs that they have, and it makes them stronger, and then they're able to provide support to other people that are in the same position.
Ricky Jenkins graduated from Veterans Treatment Court last month, along with three others, and Judge Wilson brought a cake to the courtroom. Jenkins says he's now taking classes to become a counselor so he can help and mentor other veterans struggling with PTSD. I'm Cass Harrington.